Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We are so glad that you have joined us right here. Well, think about this. We hear about Facebook. Facebook is a rapidly growing social media company, if you don't know about it. And I believe over a billion, is it a billion or 1 point something billion folks are involved on Facebook. They have an actual page and they're talking back and forth. And Mark Zuckerberg, he's like the founder of it, a young man. And it's just reaching the world. And you think, well, they're not interested in the gospel. Guess what? They invited a preacher by the name of a minister, a Christian, by the name of Francis Chan. He's the author of the book Crazy Love. He's a great guy. We really love Francis Chan. And they invited him there to come and speak at Facebook about the gospel. And he did. He shared what was on his heart. He talked about the awesomeness of God. And he does a real good job of presenting a gospel at a place like that. We're going to make that whole thing available to you at VFNTV.com on the torch. But they had a question and answer session after he talked. And I want you to hear this question and answer session because he nails it. This is where we need to be. You know, if what we're doing is not working, we need to change what we're doing or change where we are to get to a place where it's working. And you know, what is what God say in His Word? Is that happening in your life? Is it happening in your ministry? Is it happening in your church? You know, begin to believe God for God to move again. Well, He asked these questions Himself. They're going to ask Him a question. He'll use most of the time to talk about this because He was the pastor over a mega church, what you call a mega church, in California. But he began to get frustrated because he's realizing what the Bible says about what we're supposed to be doing as the church. It's not happening. I don't care how big we are, he says. It's not happening, and we need for it to be happening. Let's join Francis Chan answering questions at Facebook. Check it out.
So next question is, what is working well in your We Are Church model that others can reproduce in other areas in San Francisco or elsewhere?
Okay, yeah. That's a good question. Okay, so those who don't know, I started a church in Southern California, just out of my living room. End up growing to like 5,000 people, not in my living room, but you know, so we did the typical church, and that's all I knew what to do. But I got frustrated at a point, just biblically. I'm going, wait a second, according to the Bible, every single one of these people has a supernatural gift that's meant to be used for the body. And I'm like, 5,000 people show up every week to hear my gift. See my gift. That's a lot of waste. Then I start thinking, how much does it cost to run this thing? Millions of dollars. And I'm going, gosh, how come people in other countries go to church for free? Like, that seems like a waste. So I'm wasting the human resource of these people that, according to Scripture, have a miraculous gift that they could contribute to the body, but they're just sitting there quietly. Meanwhile, they'll go to their companies, and they're running big companies, or doing this and that, and yet they just sit there and listen to me. And year after year, and just got so convicted, I thought, wait, and then the Bible says, oh, I forgot we're supposed to love each other. Like, that's not a small command. Like, that's over and over. He says, this is how they'll know you're my disciples, by the way you love one another. And then there's over 50 one another's in the New Testament. So I'm going, God, I'm so sorry. Our people don't even like each other. You know, like, I make them greet each other for 30 seconds. You know, like, that's the extent. And it's not like we're mean to each other. We like people if they were like us. And we pick, you know, little cliques. But I was like, God, you wanted a church that was known for their love. You wanted a group of people where everyone was expressing their gifts. And otherwise, that body, he talks about, we're a body. I'm one member. Maybe I'm the mouth. But if the mouth is the only thing that's working in the church, and I'm trying to drag the rest of the body along, chewing on the carpet and inching, you know, what would a body look like where everyone's using their gifts and everyone's eagerly pursuing the spiritual gifts like 1 Corinthians tells us to do? Man, what could that be like? And is it even possible? Like, if we were a church and started one right now, could we literally, by the power of the Holy Spirit, love each other so much that it would blow people's minds? Like, where none of us have a need because it's like, oh, man, I just got fired. You work here? Yeah, okay. I do have a prophetic gift, though. And, you know, like, would we then come around our sister and go, whoa, that was crazy. You were right in there and he said it and it happened. You know, like, what do we do for her? Like, can we be known for this? And so when I came to San Francisco, I just thought, you know what? And again, it was that weird celebrity thing where I just go, I just want to hide. And I just want the TL. No one reads Crazy Love there. And I just want to go and just talk to people and pray for people. I want to gather people in gatherings where they can actually use their gifts. And could it be that we could actually obey all of the one another's? And then why would it cost anything? You know, if I'm just leading a small group, maybe I can just start multiplying that, teaching other people to lead and shepherd these groups. Maybe we get everyone reading the Bible. So we're on this reading plan. I don't know if you guys have seen the Read Scripture app. If you haven't, it's amazing. You know, it just gives you a quick cartoon, like, understanding of every book before you read it. And it's a daily reading plan to where we read through the Bible every year. So all of the people in the church. I mean, we've got guys coming off the streets, out of prison, to doctors and people that work here or Google. And everyone's on these same reading plans. And everyone's in these homes. And so it costs nothing. We have like 30 pastors now that all do it for free. And then we have like, we send them out in twos. And they're like, so we have like 14, 15 house churches. And we just plan on multiplying that, doubling every year. And so in 10 years, we could have like 1.2 million people. You know, like the multiplication and free. Again, not to be stereotypical, but that's my heritage. We like cheap. And so I'm like, whoa, we've got a few hundred people now, and it costs nothing. And everyone's growing, and everyone's having to read this book for themselves, and people are actually caring for one another. I don't even preach. You know, they just meet in their homes, they study, they pray, they care for one another. They're becoming the church, and I'm just loving it. And realizing these 30 guys that are leading this, and the women as well, it's like the way they've grown because they suddenly have responsibility. And I never realized that would happen. You see, it's just like those of us when we first brought our first kid home from the hospital, it's like the fear, the absolute fear, like, what do I do with it? Like, how do you keep it alive? What do you, you know, serious? I mean, that all that went through my mind, like, so the nurse isn't coming home, like, literally, honey, it's you and me. We got to keep this alive. Like, we've got to, like, it's nightmarish in a way, because you're just like, no one taught me this. I got to figure it out. But then you figure it out, you know? And you grow when you learn. And I'm seeing these guys going, hey, you're going to take care of these 10 people. How do I do that? You're going to help them study the word. You're going to help them counsel them through. And the way they rise up, you just figure it out. And so now these guys are like my best friends, you know, as we're all in this thing together versus one guy trying to teach everyone. As one guy put it like this, he goes, it's like being adopted rather than being at an orphanage. You know, the church, the way I was doing it was like an orphanage. You know, here's just a bunch of kids with one leader. And rather than saying, no, you know what, we're going to put you into a home, and these guys are actually going to really know you and love you and care for you. I just heard this morning, you know, this one of the gals that's new just was pregnant with twins and lost the baby, but almost lost her life. Just started hemorrhaging, and the way, she's only been around for 2 weeks. Her friends came in, the church came in, got her to the hospital, took the kid, the other kids, you know, watched them. And you guys, it's just like family. Because it bugged me, last story, at the old church, you know, when I had the big thing, I remember this kid from this gang that I baptized, he was so involved and he left. And I remember him saying, when one of my friends asked him, hey, how come you're not at Cornerstone anymore? He said, I didn't understand church. He goes, when I was baptized, he goes, I thought that was going to be like being jumped into the gang where it's like 24/7, they're my family. He goes, I didn't know it was just somewhere we attend on Sundays. And I was like, oh, that makes me sick. That makes me so sick that the gangs are a better picture of family than the Church of Jesus Christ. I can't live with that. I cannot live with that. We're gonna do something different, you know. So I don't know. Take what you can from that. Okay. I love it. I love these guys. It's not without its issues because relationships are messy. And some days I think, oh, it was a lot easier when I could just preach, go back, and drive off in my car and leave all of them like I will today. Like, I don't have to care for your issue. You know, it's like you can be mad, whatever. It's like, I'll never see you again. Like, this is easy, but you have this circle here, and you're in each other's lives. And no offense, but it's not this Facebook. I can just put up what I want, you know, about myself. That's kind of like the way church was. It's like, let me just show you this one side on Sunday morning. And just like, okay, let me show you the best pictures of me and my greatest accomplishments. But when it's family, it gets messy. And you start finding out people's dirt. Just like you know about your brother and sister and every Thanksgiving. It's messy because it's family. But it's what Christ wanted. And so we fight for it. And it's been a blast.
Thank you so much, Francis. Yeah. And you are part of Facebook family now, so you can always come back and visit.
Think about that. Francis Chan has been invited by Facebook, and he's speaking to this younger generation, and they're hungry to hear about the authenticity of the church. And he answered a lot of questions. Well, listen, if you're wondering how to get there, and years ago I was too, because I was coming out of the format that he's talking about, and it was real difficult to kind of introduce everybody who'd been sitting by each other for 10 years. They really didn't know that much about each other, and they just kind of looked forward, you know, why one person talked to all of them, and they'd walk away. And if I talked to the people who actually heard that preaching or that message and asked them what they heard, they couldn't even tell you. Most couldn't even tell you. I'm like, what are we doing here? And like Francis is asking those questions too, and he began to walk that out. Guess what? We developed what's called a Vine Seminar, V-I-N-E, because Jesus, think about it. Father God is the gardener. Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. You know, we've been living church out like it's in a flower pot, and you know, you max it out, you can't go any further than the building, but we're called to be a vine. We just grow anywhere. Well, guess what? We have a Vine Seminar established just to be able to help you begin to articulate some of these things and how do you walk it out. And it's very exciting. It's very encouraging. And you'll find out that you'll enjoy church again. You'll actually want to get out and hang out with the fellow believers and all ages, the family coming together. God calls us a family. And so if you want to find out more about it, you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for VFN Kingdom's Business Vine Seminar. You can see it in events in the upper right-hand corner, and we'll meet you there. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.